From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Liz Pelka reporting. The U.S. military says it shot down an Iranian-made armed drone in southern Syria. A defense official says the drone was approaching a military camp near the Syria-Jordan border. That is where U.S. forces have been training and advising local Syrian Arabs for the fight against Islamic State militants. This comes after Australia suspended its airstrikes Tuesday against Islamic State group targets in Syria as a precaution after a U.S. fighter jet shot down another Syrian warplane earlier this week. Russia then warned the U.S.-led coalition from flying over Syrian army positions west of the Euphrates River. General Joseph Dunford, chairman of the U.S. Joint Chiefs of Staff, said communications with Russian counterparts are being kept open.
All of our operations in and around Raqqa and southern Syria are designed specifically to get after ISIS, and we have agreed in the past, that is, we in the Russian Federation and pro-regime forces, that operations that the coalition was conducting in Syria were effectively degrading ISIS's capability, and we'll work to restore that deconfliction chain in the next few hours.
Australia is part of a U.S.-led coalition that has been waging war against Islamic State militants in Syria and Iraq. A suicide car bombing in the Somali capital today has killed at least 10 people and injured 18, according to witnesses and local officials. Militant group Al-Shabaab has claimed responsibility for Tuesday's attack on a local administration building in the Wadajir district of Mogadishu. A minibus laden with explosives hit the building at about 12:40 p.m. local time as a group of youth and women activists were meeting inside. This is VOA News. U.S. student Otto Warmbier's tragic death Monday after being released from a North Korean prison in a coma has again put an international focus on the widespread human rights violations allegedly being committed by the Kim Jong-un government. U.S. Ambassador to the U.N. Nikki Haley said Warmbier's death will be a lasting reminder of the barbaric nature of the North Korean leadership. President Donald Trump also made a statement on Warmbier's passing on Monday.
He spent a year and a half in North Korea. A lot of bad things happened, but at least we got him home to be with his parents, where they were so happy to see him, even though he was in very tough condition, but he just passed away a little while ago. It's a brutal regime, and we'll be able to handle it.
Other U.S. officials issued similar statements of sympathy for the family and outrage at what they described as Warmbier's brutal, inhumane treatment by the North Korean government. A van collided with pedestrians outside a London mosque early Monday, injuring 10 people in what British Prime Minister Theresa May called a sickening terrorist attack on Muslims.
There is no place for this hatred in our country today, and we need to work together as one society, as one community, to drive it out, this evil that is affecting so many families.
The vehicle swerved into a group of people shortly after midnight as they left prayers at the Muslim Welfare House and nearby Finsbury Park Mosque in North London. One person died at the scene, but it was not clear if he died as a result of the attack or from something else. Police will assess the security of mosques and provide any additional resources needed. British and EU representatives met Monday in Brussels to begin the complicated process of negotiating Britain's exit from the EU. The talks come about 1 year after voters in Britain narrowly decided to make the move. Here's top British negotiator David Davis.
I've been encouraged by the constructive approach that both sides have taken. We've laid a solid foundation for future discussions with an ambitious but eminently achievable timetable.
Davis also said his side is starting the process with a positive and constructive tone and that there is more that unites us than divides us. Cuban Foreign Minister Bruno Rodriguez has criticized President Donald Trump's Cuba policy, announced before members of the Cuban exile community in Miami last week, as a grotesque spectacle. Mr. Trump Friday announced a rollback in the normalization of relations set in motion by then-President Barack Obama in December 2014. We have more on this story on VOAnews.com. I'm Liz Pelka in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.